This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Dirk Lee Television Show.
Hello, my name is Redwood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Stiffer Challenge Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gang have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisations who want to take advantage of PWD, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander in chief, his mistress, but brief. We do support their lawyer, though. Ableism. NTs. That means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations! You have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse's Derek Lee Challenge Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello there, it's me, Pink Hood, and Johnny will shall be in. Tonight's topic of the evening discusses Oregon school system is now being sued for allegedly denying children different abilities a full school day. Questions. I have some thoughts on this, quite a bit of thoughts, especially when there's so many students deserve to have a full school day. How does schools within the state of Oregon deny their students a full day? My question lies with the schools and also being able to, it makes more, not only will this make it more of a challenge for the students, it will also prevent the students from actually learning and gaining their full potentials. Johnny, are you there?
I'm here.
Thoughts? Because I know how worked up we were. Prior to getting on the time.
The pre-show, yeah.
How does this even work?
It's like, how is like between like 1 hour and 8, like, it's supposed to be like a behavior thing. Like, how are we supposed to learn how to behave when everything's all crammed in there in an hour?
I look at it as, for someone to say, well, it's only going to be an hour a day, roughly.
It's like, really? Let's say if it takes an hour,
day.
Like...
How does anyone work? How does this work out to anyone's full potential?
It doesn't, really.
And let alone, students want to learn.
I know
so
early
denying them the ability to learn, I would be upset if other schools and states start to practice in the same way. Because there's a certain point where the students matter. The students have a right to learn. Does this make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
And it shows how detrimental it will be. And then when feds step in and Department of Education steps in, due to school districts being training their students this way, this does not work well.
No, it doesn't.
This does not make... I could understand if it was for all the students, and it's like an Act 80 day, or a day that everyone gets treated the same. Shouldn't there be more inclusiveness, not exclusiveness?
I mean, should there be like more inclusiveness than like more like specific division?
Yeah. Because there's a certain point where who really is going to benefit? Because the students that are leaving school early are not going to benefit from leaving early. The most that it's going to do is going to have them struggle more.
Then you get to a point where you feel like forgotten.
Yeah. And what about the extracurricular activities? Students are also should be participating in them.
Yeah.
Like gym class, like the standard classes that all students have, not just the select few. So educators and the school districts that are in facing this being a part of this situation, shouldn't there be people to stand up and say, well, how is this going to benefit the students in these classes? And who are in these, who are being quote-unquote targeted or allegedly lumped into a situation where they're basically being told to leave school early? There's something wrong with that.
Like something stinks here.
Mm-hmm. And the more And the more that the schools fail to meet these standards, down the line, it's not going to be pleasant for the students. You're going to hinder the students in a long term, for the long term, and they're going to have so many effects. They're going to be affected, like it or not.
Yeah, they're going to be affected like one way or another.
Mm-hmm. And most people want their students to go on and be able to succeed.
And
does not mean to limit their potential. Because the more that you limit their potential,
the worse it's going to be.
Yeah. And I don't care for behavioral thing or not, it's unacceptable. And those school districts that chose to do this, students have the ability to achieve and have the ability to learn. Why hinder students from learning? There's no excuse.
Because I know we're always learning.
Yeah. So, and students, yeah, it could be a challenge. Yeah, things could be difficult. But if you're going to prevent them from learning,
it's like, what's the point?
And every student deserves to have a good education. So, doing what they have done does not make anything. It doesn't make the schools look good.
It doesn't.
I would hope people question what has gone on for the simple fact of how students should be treat it, as well as known, but hey, if a student, yeah, students have the ability to misbehave, but isn't there a point with saying enough is enough?
I mean, it sounds like just giving up, like,
yeah,
the bare minimum.
Yeah. No, not even the bare minimum, it sounds like. It sounds like, well, they're just going to put the students in a scenario that may not be, that won't help them with their, go forward with their education. So, doing this is not going to help them. It isn't even going to help them to get to actually progress through life. Because what are they going to do? It's sad that no, I wonder what, if this is not just kids in early I really hope they didn't push this onto kids. I know it didn't say the grades that was, the two articles that we have in our description of this episode, it only addressed the Oregon school systems, Oregon's education instruction time. It never stated grades. I would hope that this did not affect those who are in high school and those who want to pursue, who are, I would hope that this gets resolved, because I don't care what grade the kids are in that are affected, because this is going to really, really hinder them, no matter what the age and what grade they're in, the students are in.
Yeah, unless you're packing a lot of instruction just now, or like hyperspeed, like, I don't see this being a good thing. And I know I need more than an hour to learn things, trust me.
It does not look, that's not going to benefit them, being, well, in an hour. So it's an hour, it's like an hour, wait, an hour in the school, in the Pennsylvania education system was basically homeroom.
Yeah.
And getting basically into the building, what is that going to do? An hour does not do much.
I've had periods last more than an hour.
Yeah, me too. I had block scheduling in high school.
Block scheduling.
Yeah. Even in middle school, there are 45-minute classes, multiple classes in a day, 7 periods in a day. Only time that I had school half day, which started at about 8 o'clock, then ended at noontime, was kindergarten. And that was when Pennsylvania had half day kindergarten. The last time I checked, majority of schools have full day kindergarten. So, what they're doing is not helping anyone.
It's even shorter than half-day kindergarten.
Yeah, it is.
It's more like an eighth of a day.
Right. And these are kids who could be learning. I was in first grade and got introduced to special education. Teachers were great. But I know, came first grade, it was a full day. It was no half day. It was a full day. There's a big difference.
I can see an hour for the first year. But after that.
No, not even an hour for a first year. For a first year.
For a first day, maybe.
An hour. No, I would say for a first day of school, I wouldn't say an hour. I would go maybe a half day till 11. So at least kids could get used to their period, to the teachers. But not going all through the school year. Forget about it.
Like, that's just crazy.
And who does that? Who does that and thinks that they are not going to get into any legal trouble? I would hope that the schools in question learn from this and make the proper accommodations, because this is going to hinder kids. If this doesn't resolve itself, and this problem is not going to make things any easier. It actually could make things more difficult. I would hope that the schools are proactively trying to resolve this and not be, well,
not be like what's the word, complacent?
Yeah. Because then I'm sure that they're going to get a lot more, get in worse, more trouble than it's worth. Because it's going to head down that way. So what more has to happen for them to go and say, well, maybe this is bad.
This might be a bad idea.
Well, how are our students going to take this? Well, are our students actually going to learn anything? But if they're not able to learn, how is one supposed to learn?
Exactly.
Much of anything. Because I, for one, would go as far as to say, be the one to want to learn, not be complacent with this new challenge that is at hand. Because the more you put challenges and roadblocks up, it's not going to bode well for you, the students, other teachers, other faculty members. It's not going to go well. And I could see this coming down to what will be good for the students. And the students, no matter what, are going to have more positives than negatives coming into play. There's no way around it. Nope, no way. There will be no way around this. And the more and more the kids struggle, boy, those schools are going to have a hard time. And they so badly want to, and if the schools want their students to be given these opportunities, they would be doing everything in their power to provide them the ability to have an education.
Yeah.
And not be.
Yeah, I mean, I know if you, like, learn something real good, like, now we're, like, the social aspect, like, how good
mm-hmm.
is that going to be? It's not.
Right.
Not good.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know we all want to get out there and
yeah.
interact with the world.
Right. Yes, it's good to interact with the world. But this is not the way.
This is just seems like holding them back.
Mm-hmm. And it honestly makes it look like the school is failing its students. And how does one justify this? How does one justify this? Because I would love to hear, I would love to see teachers take accountability and go, well, this isn't right.
This is not right at all.
And the more students are prevented from actually learning, who will then be looked at as not as basically preventing the students, hindering the students from, well, putting the students in such a strain that it actually becomes a problem. And there's no way around it, unfortunately.
Unless people start to speak up, this stuff is going to keep on going.
Right. And that's what's going to be a problem when students and people start standing up and going, well, this isn't working anymore. Who will actually stand up and say, how is this acceptable? Because sooner or later, something's going to be said, and parents are not going to appreciate this. Not one bit. It's going to make a very big challenge. A challenge not only for the students, but also for those who teachers thought, well, this is going to be helpful. And on that note, we are off.
That's just about wrapped it up.
Yeah. And we'll be back on Wednesday, whole new episode. And until then.
Good night, everybody.
Night.